WTAW news time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 65 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. For about 350 non-resident students starting at Texas A&M this fall, their tuition rate could double.
The A&M System Board of Regents meeting tomorrow on the flagship campus will consider raising the non-resident tuition rate from $200 to $400 a credit hour. This is above the amount charged to undergraduate resident students. Administrators say this will generate another $2 million in revenue. Without the increase, regents are told inflationary costs will be addressed through reduction in services or internal funding reallocations. Regents are in town for 2 days. On Friday morning, a workshop is scheduled to get an update on the progress of A&M's new campus master plan and hear about financial issues related to the Aggies' athletics and extracurricular programs. The only action item involving the flagship campus is considering a nearly $7 million second phase of A&M's equine complex at Harvey Mitchell Parkway and F&B Road. This would replace the former horse center on George Bush Drive. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
What began as a high-speed chase went into a manhunt yesterday north of Navasota. A man wanted on arrest warrants stopped off Highway 6 near FM 159 was able to run away and elude authorities for about 3 hours. Multiple law enforcement agencies on the ground and in the air found the man at sunset. Dinner for two Brazos County Sheriff's deputies at a North Bryan restaurant Monday night was interrupted by a man who witnessed a crash in the parking lot. That led to interviewing the driver who struck the parked car. That led to the arrest of 50-year-old Robin Lucas of Bryan for DWI with 3 prior convictions. Bryan school board members say the district will be penalized by the Texas Education Agency because it doesn't recognize some of the district's career and technology programs.
We're getting drug back into the 20th century with this.
During a board workshop on Monday, Ruthie Waller brought up an engineering AutoCAD program that does not apply to the state's new A through F rating system that benefited her son when he was in the Air Force Academy. Vice President Mark McCall is concerned about the local board losing control to the state.
I also think it's another way to stay for the state to tell you what you need to do and not what we as a local community need to have done. I'll echo what I've heard and hear from everybody. We'll commit to doing what's right for Bryan and, you know, take our punches along the way.
Bryan ISD administrators say the district's barbering and cosmetology programs are also not among the 67 programs recognized in the TEA's new grading system. A Caldwell man was sentenced to 99 years in prison for molesting a 9-year-old girl in College Station over a 4-month period 3 years ago. The district attorney's office reported the recent sentencing of 45-year-old Reginald Donnell Thomas followed a jury conviction in October of last year. The DA's office also reports another Bryan man was sentenced to 17 years after admitting to crimes against 3 victims during 2014 and 2015. 30-year-old Ryan Walton was arrested last June for possessing drugs and a large amount of cash. Before that, Walton assaulted 1 former girlfriend, threatened a second ex-girlfriend with a gun, and threatened to kill a man after firing several shots in the air. WTAW news time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 65 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
You share your love with that special someone every day of the year. But on Valentine's Day, show that love with the perfect gift from Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Shop Montelongo's Fine Jewelry on University Drive for the most exquisite gifts this Valentine's Day, including our exclusive Texas A&M Tag Heuer watches for him and handcrafted diamond Aggie ring guards for her. And text Aggie Tag, one word, to 55498 for a chance to win a free Aggie Tag Heuer watch or a free set of Aggie ring guards. Montelongo's Fine Jewelry, the jewelry destination of Aggieland for 25 years.
Good morning. It's 7:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
It's going to be partly to mostly sunny and warm during today with high temperatures reaching about 80 to 85 degrees. Then clear and cooler weather settles in tonight, a low near 50. Mostly sunny skies and cooler on Thursday, upper 60s to about 70. Clear near 50 again for tomorrow night. And during the day Friday, partly to mostly sunny skies, a pleasant day, 72 to 76. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Coach Billy Kennedy weighs in on Missouri as the A&M men's basketball team gets ready to take them on tonight at Reed. Meanwhile, Steve Sarkisian will be taking over for Kyle Shanahan as offensive coordinator for the 49ers. And in the NBA, the Magic fell to James Harden and the Rockets while the Trailblazers took down the Mavs in Dallas. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are at 710. We're in the WC Tractor Studio. They're your local authorized Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. So, yesterday was a spectacular sunset. I don't know if either of y'all got to see it or
I
not.
Did.
Man.
It was beautiful.
It really was. You know, it's always nice to be able to be on the coast so you can see it over the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
But considering we weren't on the coast, It was pretty spectacular last night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exactly sure what the weather conditions were that caused that to happen, but it was is a good one. So today you may be able to see it, you may not. Again, it's going to be breezy, but today is kite day, in case you didn't hear. So if you want to go do that. Back in the day, we used to have a lot of places here in town where you could go fly kites. It was really, I mean, there were big, wide open spaces where the Bonfire Memorial is now. That used to be all flat, and of course, there was nothing there.
Right.
And I remember being a kid going out there, and there were sometimes 10, 12 people out there on a Sunday afternoon flying kites when the weather was right for
I haven't flown a kite in a long time.
Yeah, it's, and again, I guess there's, you know, there's certainly some park space out there to be able to do that if you want to. All right, so everything is on the internet. If you need latex gloves delivered to your doorstep by noon tomorrow. Internet, right?
Yep, absolutely.
You need a 14-hour marathon of the Golden Girls.
Internet.
Internet. Need somebody to hire to put a, I don't know, a whipped cream pie in the face of somebody you don't like?
Internet.
Okay.
A whipped cream pie hitman?
Yeah, that's it, exactly. Okay. Need 10 hours of the sounds of a Norwegian icebreaker idling in the frozen Arctic? Internet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, now YouTube, a 10-hour video of, they call it Arctic ambience. Got frozen ocean, ice cracking, snow falling, icebreaker idling, distant howling wind sound. So if you've got trouble sleeping, that might be the natural white noise that you need it's 10 hours. I mean, it's just there. Combine that with the deep, low frequencies, with the delta waves and the powerful ice-breaking idling engines, and you can relax, or you can study, or you can fall asleep, which is not a good thing if you need to be studying. But nonetheless, it's out there now.
Just make sure your device is plugged into the wall.
Yeah.
If you're going to be listening to that for 10 hours.
Right there. That's right. My battery ran down. I And, yeah, don't be wearing earplugs. It's probably not a good thing.
No.
Probably not a good thing. All right. So we have, here you go. You know, folks in California generally make more money than people in other parts of America, right?
Right, because it's so dang expensive to live out there.
California authorities say a janitor who cleans the San Francisco commuter trains took home $250,000 last year.
What?
By signing up for lots of overtime. His bosses say he often works 17 hours a day and takes every extra shift that he can.
Wow.
Just saying.
$250,000.
Wow.
And again.
Man.
You got no family? Something like that? Just you? Could go do that.
Mm-hmm.
Make some money.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you know it's a 714.
Yep. I do know.
We have worked. We've worked really hard to try to get these Cadbury Oreo eggs.
Yeah.
And I don't really have an answer yet.
Oh.
We're still looking.
Okay.
But people apparently are not eating Oreos like they used to.
Really?
Yep. Mondelez International, which makes Oreo cookies and Cadbury chocolates, report their fourth quarter sales were down 8%. What is that about? I mean, don't people want to eat Oreos anymore?
Yeah, right? I don't know. I wonder if there's just, you know, so many new things out on the shelves. There's just more competition, more choices. Or did Oreos go the wrong direction by making so many new flavors?
Yeah. See, and that's... I think that's it. I understand extending the brand. I understand trying to make something
right.
Make something new and different out of a brand that's successful. But, you know, once you do double stuff, isn't that enough?
Right. Yeah. That's all you really need,
it
right?
Would
I
seem.
Like the golden ones.
Do you? Okay. Yeah. Well, and again, that's like another cookie. I don't know
right.
what it is, but there, you know, there've been those kind of cookies have mm-hmm. been out there in existence for a long time. But then they start coloring the filling.
Right, and the red velvet and the peppermint ones.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The, you know, I mean, I love chocolate and peanut butter. But, yeah, you just get to the point where there are so
it's
many different
so
variety like things,
why,
versions.
Why would we need that, right?
But still interesting it was down that much.
So we'll see. But so make a comeback. Go buy some Oreos today. And I wonder if that's
maybe people are just trying to eat healthier, Scott.
No.
Do you think
No? But they do. They make a thin.
An Oreo thin.
Don't they? Mm-hmm. Which is a little bit thinner and doesn't have nearly as
and
much of that lard in it.
And then you just eat more of that.
I would say McDonald's stock prices probably show that people aren't trying to eat healthier.
Probably. By the way, it's lard and sugar. I know you think it's really good in that stuff inside, but it's lard
not
and sugar.
Natural it's cream filling.
It's really not. I'm sorry to say. Folks, at Twitter announced yesterday they were taking more steps to fight abuse and harassment on the service. Biggest step is that they're going to try to identify trolls, who are people who abuse and send offensive tweets that target other users. And they're going to try to keep them from getting a new account after they have been permanently suspended from the service. In addition, Twitter will attempt to also remove potentially offensive tweets from the search results as part of their safe search feature. They'll gray out any potential abusive or low-quality tweets or replies. The tweets will still exist on Twitter if people want to look for them, but they will not appear in the general search results.
Okay.
Scheduled their first, scheduled a report on fourth quarter earnings tomorrow morning. So we'll see how Twitter is doing as they're trying to do that.
We had a listener text in and say, you didn't finish the story about the guy out in California cleaning the stations.
Yeah.
He was filmed going into the cleaner's closet and not coming back out for hours.
Oh, is that how we found out about it?
I think it might have been a criminal story that we got our hands on.
We did not get the second part of that.
Yeah, so that 250. He might have been given some of that back.
Paid for sleeping.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
We'll see how
overtime.
That works. Very nice.
Man,
yeah.
Such a hard worker.
717.
Hello. Rusty Skinner with Allen Honda, and Cupid is at it again. Stop by Allen Honda and get struck with love. We'll match you with the Honda of your dreams and give you 6 years or 80,000 miles of maintenance free. That's right. 6 years or 80,000 miles of maintenance absolutely free. Lease one of the last 2016 CRVs in stock for a low $199 per month. Or try the new redesigned Civic for only $179 per month. Get struck by Cupid at Allen Honda, your one-stop shopping place where you can trust in the blue.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, we were talking about New Year's resolutions, and we were talking about how having a pool can help you stay in shape and get fit. What kind of things can people do to stay fit in the pool?
Well, we have a new system out. It's called a swim lane. So you can basically swim in place against a current in a pool and allows the user to turn the current up or down. So no matter your ability, whether you're just learning to rehab yourself or you're a full-out competitive swimmer, this is a system for you.
Now, of course, obviously, pools aren't just for getting in shape. They're also fun for the whole family, right?
Yeah, you know, one New Year's resolution we hear a lot is that families want to spend more time together. And I think there's nothing better than having a pool in your backyard. This is the time. If you want a pool for 2017, call us right now, and let's talk, let's sit down, let's look at your backyard, and let's get a pool started.
Don't wait. Let Sunshine Fun Pools help you fulfill your New Year's resolution today by giving them a call at 690-3343 or sunshinefunpools.com.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure? Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, We create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
720 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, the sign says don't feed the animals for a good reason. Two coyotes had to be taken away from a park in Chicago because people were feeding them and letting them play with the family dogs.
That's not
a good idea.
No.
Animal experts said the two were becoming aggressive to people. Imagine that. As they said, feeding wild animals is never a good idea because it alters the natural behavior of the animal and its subsequent interaction with others, including people, and the way they contact them. This can end in tragic circumstances when people react in a way that is counter to those who have fed or engaged in playful interaction with their pets.
Yeah.
They were relocated to a wildlife preserve. Wildlife preserve.
Wild is the operative word here. Don't feed the animals.
Please don't. Lady in Colorado won a big lottery a few days after she quit her job. Colorado Lottery says that a resident of Aurora named Yeheni S., didn't give her last name, left her nursing job.
But Yeheni is so common that people won't be able to find her at all.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so she was burned out at her nursing job. A few days later, picks up the winning numbers. She won $3.3 million.
Sounds fishy.
Yeah, the woman says that she'll spend the first...
Who quits their job and wins
and
the
wins,
lottery.
Yeah. She got to spend the first chunk of her winnings on paying bills and making home improvements, no word on...
And changing her name.
Yeah. Yeah. Go do something else somewhere else and it'll be just fine. Authorities say that John Michael Heskew made $7 billion in fraudulent wire transfers from a large and nationally renowned financial institution. They didn't say which one. Prosecutors say that John Michael was out of work and needed cash to pay off his debts. But when agents asked him about it, well, he allegedly told him he did it because Jesus wanted him to be rich. Okay.
All right.
According to the records, Haskew felt that he deserved the money because Jesus created wealth for everyone.
Right.
Sounds like a politician.
Oh, yeah.
Pled guilty to make a false statement to the federal government, faces 5 years in prison, a fine of $250,000. But again, he believes that it was supposed to happen that way. So we're talking about the Trumps getting themselves in a little bit of problem.
Yep.
With Melania talking about making money. Well, Ivanka Trump, mm-hmm. you know, Macy's is now under pressure to drop her product line.
Oh, okay.
Last week, Nordstrom announced that it was dropping her brand from its stores starting in the fall of 2017, saying that it wasn't selling very well. A day later, all traces of the jewelry had disappeared from Needless Markup,
mm-hmm.
Neiman Marcus's website, and the retailer said that they would be carrying the label only in a handful of stores based on consignment. According to the Business Insider, pressure coming from inside the company as well, with corporate employees reportedly feeling uneasy about marketing the Ivanka Trump line after the election. Currently, 74 products listed, and they've all been marked down. So that's probably one way that they can go after them, the Trump brand itself.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All the Trump home products have been removed from Home Shopping Network site.
Oh, wow.
So they're doing the same type thing. So that may be the way that protesters can have a lasting effect on company Trump by doing it that
right.
way.
Right, stop purchasing or start removing things from shelves if they really want to.
Would think that's it. And then there's also this. The longtime Washington State couple took each other to have and to hold for better or worse, well, at least until the election. Gail McCormick of Bellingham said that she was shocked when her husband of 22 years mentioned during a casual lunch with friends that he was planning on voting for Trump during the primary. She said that was the, quote, deal breaker.
Oh, wow.
22 years?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
I'm going to guess there was more there.
Well, probably so. That might have been the linchpin to it. Eventually, Bill changed his name, changed his mind about Trump, and he wrote in former Speaker Newt Gingrich, but by then it was already too late.
Deal breaker. Already filed. Wow.
Yeah.
Don't even say you're going to do it.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay. So there you are. 724. Funeral directors discussing how to educate people that taking selfies over a corpse...
Oh, it's just not appropriate.
It's not good.
Posting it to a social site may be considered disrespectful.
Maybe.
What would your first clue
Last selfie with granddad.
In Canada, the president of the Corporation of Funeral Directors in Quebec said the act of taking photos at a funeral isn't new, but sharing those photos on social media is. While he says, and again, I can see taking a picture of a funeral.
Sure.
Because that might be something that you would like to fondly be able to remember. As you say, the last chance to pay your respects. And you might years later want to have that. But again,
and maybe like of the person. But can you imagine taking like a selfie with the person?
Yeah, that's just weird. There's something weird about that. Yeah. I can see pictures with your relatives that maybe you haven't seen in a while
or something like that.
Sure.
You know?
But yeah, no, not like leaning over the coffin getting a selfie.
And usually you don't like what the person looks like at that point.
That's right.
It just doesn't look like them, and it just, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that's weird one, and then weird two is if you go post that selfie.
Right, and then you go post it. Yeah.
And weird three is it's a dead body.
Yeah, that too. Anyway, so apparently, and I don't know, does the funeral home then have to put up a sign or something?
I mean, I guess the thing, yeah, I don't know. What if it's the family members? Like, it's one thing to go up to somebody who maybe is just a friend or a guest and say, please, you know, don't, you know, put your phone away. But if it's, you know, the relative or the sibling or something, I mean, is that your call as the funeral director?
Hello.
Yeah, take a selfie with Grandpa's corpse and catch it. Hope I'm in the will.
Oh, yeah, well, then there's that. All right, 726.
Yeah, it is.
Need more space? We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deakin by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Good morning. Let's check weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports. Home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com. Going to have some warm weather one more time today. Look for a high temperature about 85 and kind of breezy out there. 48 for the low temperature tonight. The winds are going to shift around and be kind of gusty out of the north at 20 miles an hour. 67 with sunshine on Thursday. Friday at 72 with some sun. Got clouds rolling in for the weekend, but we're back up to upper 70s on both Saturday and Sunday. Currently, winds out of the southwest at 12, and we've got 65 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
This story is flying under the radar. You have not seen or heard it anywhere but from me. Over the weekend, the Daily Caller reported the sudden firing of three brothers who manage the computer systems for the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. The committee handles vital intelligence secrets, including those related to the war on terror. The three brothers, Abid Jamal and Imran Awan, are suspected of hacking into congressional computers they had no business touching. They worked for members of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs, two Florida Democrat congresswomen, Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz and Lois Frankel, among their long list of clients. They also worked for Democrat Senator Tammy Duckworth and members of the Committee on Homeland Security. Others are being investigated. A total of five unnamed people are under a criminal investigation that began last year related to serious and potentially illegal violations of House IT policies. So while the Democrats and the liberal protesters are raising a stink because President Trump wants people coming here to be properly vetted, we learn that Abid Jamal and Imran Awan were fired for hacking into congressional computers, and they had access to national security secrets. Not a word of this in the drive-by media. They know how to keep Democrat secrets secret. And by the way, not one word about whether or not Putin's involved.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620. It's here again, guys. Valentine's Day is next week, and you know what that means. Time to start thinking about the perfect gift. Or you can simply trust the experts at Sherry's Berries like I do. Picture your sweetheart when you surprise her at home or her office with decadent dipped strawberries made just for her. I scored major points last year by sending these amazing, unforgettable treats to my wife. She loved them. Hey, you have a unique Valentine. She deserves a one-of-a-kind gift, right? Well, this is it. These berries are ripe, juicy, and delicious. They come freshly dipped in dark, white, and milk chocolatey goodness, topped with irresistible toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And check this out. Right now, you can get Sherry's Berries for $19.99 plus shipping. That's juicy, gourmet, freshly dipped berries starting at $19.99. Go ahead and double your order for $9.99 more. Don't wait. Valentine's Day is almost here, and this offer expires soon. To get this amazing deal, go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and use code 8000. That's berries.com, code 8000. Berries.com, code 8000.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Hello, Rusty Skinner with Allen Honda, and Cupid is at it again. Stop by Allen Honda and get struck with love. We'll match you with the Honda of your dreams and give you 6 years or 80,000 miles of maintenance free. That's right, 6 years or 80,000 miles of maintenance absolutely free. Lease one of the last 2016 CRVs in stock for a low $199 per month. Or try the new redesigned Civic for only $179 per month. Get struck by Cupid at Allen Honda, your one-stop shopping place where you can trust in the blue.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 65 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board and administrators take issue with the Texas Education Agency not including some of the district's career and technology programs that can be applied to the state's new A through F accountability rating system. Board President Trey Moore says he's willing to take a hit on the district's grade if it means students are ready to enter the workforce.
That's ultimately more important than chasing a certification just for sake of getting points on an A through F scale.
Board member Ruthie Waller says the state does not recognize the district's cosmetology and barber program in its ratings.
We even have a Spanish unit of cosmetology with the instructor who speaks Spanish, graduating girls who can go to work anywhere, and many of them are bilingual. Well, how much more ready can a kid be for the workforce?
The board relayed its position last Friday to Representative John Rainey and will do so this Friday when they meet with Representative Kyle Cassell. Before visiting with a delegation from the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce yesterday, Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner was on WTAW's The Infomaniacs. Topics included proposals restricting the ability of local governments to raise property taxes.
I think it's right that the legislature looks at the overall tax burden of Texas property owners and looks at how fast taxing entities can raise their tax rate, and also looks at how our appraisal system is and whether or not we need reforms to make it more fair and consistent across the state.
While the Senate passed its first bill yesterday and more are expected before the end of next week, Schwartner had an observation about the lack of activity in the Texas House.
The House hasn't actually even decided on committees yet, so they always start a little bit slower, but they need to get moving actually so that we can get the people's work done by May 29th.
Yeah, when we talk to our reps, they're as anxious as anybody
they
else.
They are. They're kind of twiddling their thumbs a little bit right now. They don't have much to do because committees aren't meeting.
In addition to voting on a new ethics bill, Schwartner met yesterday with a delegation from the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. The Texas A&M System Board of Regents starts 2 days of meetings on the flagship campus tomorrow morning.
The regents are considering only one new construction project locally. That's a nearly $7 million second phase of A&M's equine complex near Harvey Mitchell Parkway and F&B Road. This will replace facilities at the former Horse Center on George Bush Drive, which was leveled to make room for the Park West development of student housing and commercial business. If approved, construction would start next month and open in December of next year. Regents are also holding two workshop meetings. Friday morning, regents are scheduled to get a progress report on A&M's new campus master plan and financial issues related to the Aggies athletics and extracurricular programs. And another A&M system school may be getting a new football stadium. Regents will talk about possibly replacing Kimbrough Stadium in Canyon, the home field of West Texas A&M. That follows Prairie View's new stadium last year and the expanded Kyle Field 2 years ago. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Multiple law enforcement agencies spent more than 3 hours yesterday on a manhunt off Highway 6 near the Navasota River. Brazos County Sheriff's Deputy Jim Stewart said someone wanted on arrest warrants fled his vehicle in the area of Highway 6 and FM 159. The incident, which began with a high-speed chase, ended at sunset. A local man awaiting trial on a charge of stealing $2,500 of items from a storage shed last April is back in jail. Bryan police received a tip during the 2 o'clock hour yesterday morning that 30-year-old Tristan Morita broke a window of a parked pickup at the Presidio Apartments on Finfeather. According to the arrest report, Morita was still in the truck when officers arrived. Following a foot chase and a struggle, Morita was arrested for two vehicle burglaries, evading and resisting arrest, and giving a false name. Morita is also being held on three Bryan Municipal Court warrants and four district court criminal cases. A Bryan man has admitted to four sets of crimes that took place 2 and 3 years ago. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reports 30-year-old Ryan Walton received a 17-year prison sentence for assaulting a former girlfriend, threatening to kill a man after firing several shots in the air, and kicking in a door to a second girlfriend's home and threatening her with a gun. Walton has been in jail since last June when prosecutors say he was in possession of drugs and a large amount of cash. What started as a simple theft at a local store last September ended as a robbery because there was a struggle which left two employees with minor injuries. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reports 50-year-old William Boone of Bryan admitted to taking $45 from a cash register at the Bryan Walgreens at 29th and Briarcrest. Boone, who did not have a weapon, was sentenced to 25 years due to his prior criminal history. And last October, a Brazos County District Court jury convicted a Caldwell man of repeatedly sexually assaulting a 9-year-old girl in College Station over a 4-month period 3 years ago. The DA's office reported last week that 45-year-old Reginald Donnell Thomas was sentenced to 99 years. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 65 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
Good morning, it's 7:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Checking the weather, it's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
It's going to be partly to mostly sunny and warm during today, with high temperatures reaching about 80 to 85 degrees. Then clear and cooler weather settles in tonight, a low near 50. Mostly sunny skies and cooler on Thursday, upper 60s to about 70. Clear near 50 again for tomorrow night. And during the day Friday, partly to mostly sunny skies. A pleasant day, 72 to 76. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M men's basketball team is set to face Missouri tonight at Reed Arena. We'll hear from Coach Billy Kennedy on that. Meanwhile, we'll also preview the women's team's game tomorrow against Alabama. And in the NBA, James Harden and the Rockets held off a late rally by the Magic, but the Mavs couldn't do the same against the Trailblazers in Dallas. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
7:39, we'll head up to Washington, D.C., and Congressman Bill Flores joins us. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to be with you on the Infomaniacs again.
Let's talk about what's going on since you and I chatted last week as far as congressional action.
Well, we've been really busy. There's an act called the Congressional – there's a current law called the Congressional Review Act that allows Congress to veto regulations coming out of the executive branch. And so we vetoed 8 of those in the House from last Wednesday through yesterday. And then those will go to the Senate, only requires a simple majority vote. Then they go to President Trump's desk and he'll sign them. So these are things that that President Obama did from May through January the 20th. And we'll be throwing up. We'll do this dozens of more times before we're done.
Now, and the Congressional Review Act, explain that a little bit, because that goes all the way back to the Clinton administration.
Correct. This was something that Congress and the Clinton administration put together back in the mid-90s that allowed Congress to have a vote on the regulations that were promulgated in response to statutes that Congress passed. And so the way it works is if there is a regulation that's promulgated, Congress has 60 days to look at it, and Congress thinks that it doesn't fit the original intent of the statute, that the underlying statute, then Congress can have an expedited vote, and then with only an hour debate in the House, 10 hours of debate in the Senate, a simple majority in the Senate, so it's not filibusterable, and then it goes to the president, and if the president signs it, it's revoked. Now, the CRA is an awkward bill to work with. It doesn't work very well. It's only ever been successfully used one time since it was passed up until recently. In the last Congress we were in, we sent 2 to President Obama's desk. Of course, he vetoed it. We couldn't override the veto. But now, with the Trump administration and a majority in the Senate, we've got an ability to go heavily and roll back these regulations that don't fit the statutes that they were built upon.
One of the things that the Obama administration seemed to do is change the rules as far as even the interaction of the executive branch with the legislative branch. Didn't go up to the Hill, didn't invite leadership from the legislature to the White House very often. This seems to have changed, though, with the new presidency. Tell us a little bit about the change as far as the legislative staffs are concerned.
Well, actually, it's a change for the good, which fits the historical norms of the relationships that existed between past presidents and past Congresses. Up until the Obama administration, most presidents had a fairly active Office of Congressional Relations that would stay in touch with Congress. And so if I had an issue, it allowed me to talk to somebody in the White House to say, hey, we've got this regulator doing this, or I need executive branch help with this, or, hey, you guys are going the wrong direction on this. So you had a good forum for dialogue with the executive branch. The Obama administration just ignored that. As you and I have talked in the past, President Obama considered Congress to be an inconvenience, and so he didn't have a robust Office of Congressional Relations. In my 6 years in Congress, I saw my liaison twice. Well, I've already seen my liaison in the Trump administration 4 times, and one of them was last Friday when I went down to the White House with a long list of things that were things I was concerned about where President Trump was going and things I thought they were doing well. I bragged about in other areas where I thought we needed some help. And we had a very fruitful discussion. I'm really excited to be able to be in an environment where we can have an active dialogue with the executive branch.
Well, being heard is obviously important, which transitions us into Republicans in your district and all over the nation are not exactly sure that, when we talked about Obamacare and the replacement, I think you used the word repair last week, and I know that kind of raised a flag with at least a couple of listeners because they got back in touch with me about that. Are we talking about repairing this? Are we talking about repealing and replacing? Where are we on the whole process of changing the Affordable Care Act?
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because I know several comments on social media about the word repair, and it did spook people. So here's what we're trying to do. You've got to repeal Obamacare, and then you've got to have a replacement in place. But then during that transition period between when the repeal becomes effective and when the 21st century health care plan takes effect, you've got to have some provisions to repair the markets, not to repair Obamacare. But there are several things about Obamacare, the way the Obama administration implemented it, that have totally fouled up the healthcare insurance markets and also the providers' markets, the doctors, the hospitals, and so forth. So we've got these small provisions, and I've got two of them that will hopefully wind up in the law in the next few weeks, that repair the markets so that they're stable during the transition period between Obamacare to the new healthcare world. And so that's what we mean by repair, is just make sure that, you know, an insurance company doesn't have to worry, doesn't have uncertainty about how to do its underwriting so that it can set its premiums. Now, one of the good things about most of these repair provisions is they will allow premiums to come down because we've removed uncertainty from the market that winds up being baked into the pricing. When you have uncertainty, it gets baked into premium pricing. So that's what we mean by repair.
All right. Well, I understand it's a process and it's a bridge, but there are people who were concerned when the word repair came up. Now, one thing you have to say about the Democrats when it came to the Affordable Care Act, they stood as a pretty united front, just as Republicans did on the other side of this. But tell me what kind of fracturing you got within the Republican Party, because there's still some things in here that I know some conservatives are not happy about.
Well, there are. And, there's probably too many of them to talk about, and it changes a little bit every day. What I'd like to do, rather than try to get into what some people want, some people don't want, is just say what our goal is to have a robust and healthy healthcare industry and a competitive insurance market, so that we have greater access to healthcare, better affordability for healthcare, and people get to use a healthcare provider of their choice. So that's where we're going. We've got several plans, several great ideas on how to deal with it. There has actually been three bills filed for plans, any of which were immensely better than Obamacare. And so what we need is to have this healthy and robust discussion about what everybody likes and doesn't like, so we can come up with consensus. And candidly, I think some Democrats are going to have trouble voting against some of these things because their constituents are really, really, really going to want them.
Sure.
And so it'll be interesting to see how that works out. Now, we started this week. We rolled out our first markups of healthcare bills, mostly on the repair side, the repair of the market side, this week in the Energy and Commerce Committee, or in the Healthcare Subcommittee of Energy and Commerce. We're going to have some more next week, and it's just going to continue. So we're starting to get, the transmission is in gear, and so we're moving fairly quickly now. I'm hoping by the end of the first quarter we've got something pretty tangible to show the American people, and I think they're going to be excited about it.
Finally, when we spoke last week, you were going to be able to talk to Kevin Brady or somebody in Ways and Means about the tariff plan or border tax that the president has been proposing. Where were we on this? Were you able to get some information on it?
Well, Chairman Brady and his chief tax counsel and I were able to actually meet last Friday. And when you actually dig through what they're talking about, when they say border adjustment, it's really a misnomer. And I've suggested to Ways and Means folks that we not say anything about the border with respect to this particular provision of the current outline for tax reform. It's essentially a provision that makes American business much more competitive than it is today. And so to me, it ought to be an American competitiveness feature or American competitiveness adjustment or something like that. By using the word border in the term border adjustment, some people automatically think border tax, and then that causes people to think tariff, and that causes people to think trade wars and what happened back in the late 20s and early 30s.
Sure.
And so we've got to get away from this concept of border altogether, because it's basically a set of provisions that if you are manufacturing things, let me rephrase that. If you're producing goods or services here in the United States, when you sell them overseas, you don't get taxed on them. If you are buying, if you're somebody here and you're importing things, you're going to have to pay, you're going to wind up having to pay higher taxes because we're resetting the import process so that it's the same as the load that our exports pay when they go to other countries. So it's really huge. This tax outline would be hugely stimulative. I think you'd see GDP, the rate of GDP growth, double in just virtually a year or two. I'm really excited about it, but we got to get our terminology right. The term border adjustment was really confusing and caused some people some discomfort. And that's actually why President Trump was using the word border tax to talk about this feature. And that's where people in Texas got really concerned about how Mexico was going to pay for the ball.
Sure. Since obviously we have the longest border of any state, that it is in our hometown, that's for sure. Congressman Bill Flores joins us every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. We appreciate the time this morning.
It's great visiting with you, and I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Child's Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Don't look now, but there's a target on your back. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Every day, from the moment you wake up until you go to sleep at night, they're aiming for you through TV or your radio, through whispered promises from billboards, magazine racks, and computer screens. No matter where you turn, they've got you in their sights. And most of the time, you don't even realize they're doing it. Who are these mysterious figures? You might be tempted to answer, advertisers. Well, not exactly. You see, instead of a newer car, cell phone, or a pair of shoes, these voices try to sell you and your family a set of ideas. They're subtly woven into the plots of TV dramas or the humor found in a sitcom. They're in the titles of articles listed on certain magazine covers, and they're often quite explicit. Wherever they're located, the goal is always the same, to persuade you to view life in a particular way. So what are they saying? Marriage is outdated. Sexuality should have no boundaries. Divorce doesn't have a negative impact on children. And the list goes on. But buyer beware. Ideas have consequences. So in the same way we avoid bad products that didn't live up to what they promised, we should be aware that our culture is selling us bad ideas that can lead to dangerous outcomes. Take a look around and see how many of these cultural messengers you can find. I bet you'll be surprised. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Throwing salt over your shoulder to prevent bad luck is a common superstition. But when it comes to driving on icy roads, you don't want to leave your safety to fate. Every year, more than 116,000 Americans are injured by driving on snowy, slushy, or icy pavement. Just a sprinkling of salt on the road can reduce car crashes by 88%. Let's not rely on luck this winter. Icy roads end where salt begins. Find out how at alittlesalt.org.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:53. The Aggie men's basketball team takes aim at their fourth SEC win in their last five league games tonight inside Reed Arena as they face Missouri during the first of two regular season meetings against the Tigers. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy on Mizzou.
Recently, they started making shots. They shot the ball well against Arkansas. Throughout the year, they played really good defense. They've just struggled scoring, and like a lot of teams, including us, we've struggled scoring at times. And so, but the one thing I give them a lot of credit for. They compete every game, and I think Kim Anderson's done a really good job keeping his team going the right direction.
Tip-off for tonight's game is scheduled for 7:30 with pregame at 7, and you can catch all the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, the A&M women's basketball team looks for its 8th straight conference home win, hosting Alabama tomorrow night for the 11th annual Beat the Hell Out of Breast Cancer game. Tip-off for that game's at 7 p.m. with pregame at 6:45, and you can hear that one on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, the Atlanta Falcons have hired Steve Sarkisian to replace offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan. Sarkisian was head coach of the University of Washington and Southern California before a one-game run as Alabama's offensive coordinator. Sarkisian inherits the NFL's top offense under MVP quarterback Matt Ryan and all-pro receiver Julio Jones. In the NBA,
Harden comes left, running a pick into the paint. Little teardrop runner is good for James. 25 for James Harden on just 6 of 17 from the field.
James Harden had 25 points and 13 assists as the Houston Rockets built a big lead early and held off a late rally to get a 128-104 win over the Orlando Magic last night. It's Houston's second straight win and the 10th loss in 13 games for the Magic. In Dallas,
CJ dribbling left. Now around a pick by Plumlee. A near side three on the way. Yes, sir!
CJ McCollum scored 32 points, the last two on a runner in the lane with less than a second left to give the Portland Trailblazers a 114-113 win over the Dallas Mavericks last night. McCollum's shot capped a final minute in which the two teams traded leads 6 times, and Dirk Nowitzki hit 2 clutch three-pointers, the second to potential game winner with just under 4 seconds left. McCollum scored Portland's last 7 points. And out on the ice, rookie sensation Austin Matthews scored his team-leading 25th goal, and the scuffling Toronto Maple Leafs picked up a much-needed victory by beating the Dallas Stars 3-1 last night. Curtis McElhaney made 39 saves as the Maple Leafs won for the second time in 6 games. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thanks, Brad. Time for the deal of the day from our friends at Team of Navasota. Today, it's a 2016 Super Duty, brand new, stickers for $42,565. The Team Ford price, $32,000. $699, and they're offering stacks and stacks of stuff. Team specifically is offering $14,000 off MSRP on select Ford F-150s. They're also offering $12,000 off MSRP on Super Duties. The 2016 inventory is priced to move, and topped off on all of that, Ford is offering $4,000 owner loyalty incentives on the XL and XLT trucks. It's just a short drive to Navasota. Hit the highway and go visit, or you can check them out online with all the stuff they have there, including their Texas Custom Outfitters organization, and you can find them online at teamofnavasota.com.
Filing your taxes alone might sound fast, but with Jackson Hewitt, you could get money today. This year, the IRS announced delayed refunds. But at Jackson Hewitt, you could get an express refund advance of up to $1,300, 0% APR loan. Can't get that online. Only with Jackson Hewitt. Stop by your local Jackson Hewitt today. Express refund advance is an optional tax refund-related loan provided by MetaBank. It is not the actual tax refund. Tax returns may be filed electronically without applying for this loan. $200 to $1,300 with income verification. Availability and loan amounts are subject to certain conditions and locations. Visit JacksonHewitt.com for details.
With Sufal Prater, you're able to push the limits of productivity. Right now, get a John Deere 320E skid steer at 0% for 48 months, plus a powertrain and hydraulic warranty. With 6,000 pounds of groundbreaking power, you'll be able to power through any job. Learn more about our John Deere commercial worksite equipment at cptractor.com. Offer ends 2/28/17, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Warranty restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Brad Mitchell in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. And you guys have a core purpose, right? You have a mm-hmm. mission statement that outlines your core purpose. Mm-hmm. And I think that's fascinating because it's great stuff that you guys have on there. Why is it that you do some of the things that you do for people out there, like the fantastic flyers you guys have that are just higher quality than what you normally see? Why do you guys do that?
That's a great question. And we get that question a lot. It all ties back to our core purpose, which is to make a meaningful and positive impact in others' lives. So all of our core values tie back to that core purpose, you know, do the right thing, even if it's not the easy thing, so that you can make a meaningful and positive impact in others' lives. You know, when we're out helping people to declutter and to stage their homes and bringing in architectural photographers so that the home just looks beautiful, we do that so that we can make a meaningful and positive impact in others' lives. We have a licensed assistant for our buyer agents so that they can really be more attentive to their clients so that, you know, you see where I'm going
with this. Integrity and expertise. That's what you get from Zweiker & Associates, ZA Real Estate. Allstate.com.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Chris Chapman. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide our clients with guidance in taxes, accounting, and consulting. You can rely on us to be a year-round partner in your success.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
Got the news coming up from Fox in just a few minutes, and we'll have local news. We'll see you in the next half hour of Chit Chat Wednesday. It's John Rainey, state representative, and Andrew Nelson, the mayor of Bryan. Oh, by the way, we're going to start talking about the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition because, you know, that's coming up. And because, you know.
Because that's always fun.
Because it's about swimsuits.
Of course.
I'm going to probably pick out my new one for the summer from something they're wearing.
Okay, there you are. So we'll be doing that in a little while. In the meantime, it's 85. Today's a great day to work on your February 10
go. Go lay out. Get ready for the swimsuits.
Exactly. You know. It'll be happening. It's 65 right now, but it'll be 85 before we're all done today. And then we're going to have a front coming in tonight. Lots of sunshine, a little bit cooler for the balance of the week, and back up into the 80s this weekend. WTAW, College Station.